you so crazy, it's so amazing. I only let the music play me. This diamond of rhyming is devastating, simple Simons. I always be climbing, so city people pay your homage.
Love is the only answer to tell the impossible question.
You're exactly the way that you used to be.
You can turn to stone, get lost in the great unknown.
The only difference that I see is you're exactly the way that you used to be.
You can turn to stone, get lost in the great unknown.
The only difference that I see is you're exactly.
Spoiled on the floor for another. to pull out anecdotes fraught with bloody lies. And I've gone quiet cause my heart is still choking up from a love I tore apart.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
This is a monkey wrench by Foo Fighters. This isn't actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
One, two, yeah. three, four.
That last song is called If There's No Seat in the Sky, Will You Forgive Me by Sayo Gray, and it's been one of my absolute favorites recently. I don't know why, I just find it artistically really cool, even if it's a little hard to follow musically maybe, and I thought it was worth sharing on Indie Wake Up Call this morning. You also heard a couple songs just now, including Cloud Castle by Luna Lee, who is a Toronto phenom in terms of music. I just absolutely love her entire discography. Also January by Loving and Sleeping In by the Radio Department. And coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Weighty Ghost by Wintersleep, Money City Maniacs by Sloan, Bad Timing by Blue Rodeo. That's a triple threat of classic Canadian indie, by the way. I'm really proud of stringing that together this morning. And then we have Handsome by Drug Cabin, who's not Canadian, but is also fantastic. I also really like, I want to comment on the fact that sometimes the musical mix on the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call slot can maybe seem a little bit disjointed or chaotic. And I just want to put that out on the air that that is very much intentional. Often when I put songs back to back that might have completely different vibes, it's because I want you to experience the whole broad tasting field of indie music on a Monday morning, just kind of shake you, wake you up. So please, it's very, very curated when it comes to what might seem like coincidental back-to-backs in terms of songs. So anyway, this run of Canadian music is for all of my wonderful listeners. Most of you, probably all of you, are Canadian. I'm not sure if we get any international listening here on Indie Wake Up Call, but if we do, thank you so much for tuning in as well. And we'll have even more music after that. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and this is Indie Wake Up Call.
I got out of bed today, swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where'd my body go? Africa, Mexico. Out of my head, you can't kill the thing that's already dead, so leave my soul alone. I don't need no surgery, take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body. A ghost just needs a home.
Now while. If you'll admit that you were wrong, then we'll admit that we're right. You take the heart of the traveling band. You'll never understand that all they know.
And though I cost of everything we've lost, that time in that song. And maybe soon there'll come a day when no more tears will fall. We each forgive a little bit, and we both look back on it. It's just bad time in that song. Bad time in that
super chilly here in Kingston recently, but we still have not seen a proper dusting of snow, which is so upsetting to me. I was really looking forward to just piles of white fluff. I feel like since exam season is so dark and bleak anyway, that piles of fluff and, you know, just a beautiful snowy atmosphere. It's kind of cozy. It's comforting. It's very Christmassy. And as someone who enjoys the holiday season, I was kind of bummed that I didn't get to see that this year. But that's okay. You know, hopefully when we all come back from the winter break or the term break that Queens offers, we can experience a wonderful winter wonderland. But I kind of think that the snow after Christmas is just sort of depressing, you know, like it's part of the holiday. It's part of the aesthetic, the vibe, the atmosphere. And then when you come back in January and February, it's just dark. And then March, it's slushy and icy and gross, which is kind of how it's been recently. I don't know. I'm a big winter enjoyer, don't get me wrong, but it just, the timing of the snow, it has to be perfect. And because we didn't get any before Christmas, it just doesn't feel like Christmas. So hopefully we'll get a thick dusting in the next couple of weeks here in Kingston. We can only hope. The weather has been so chilly. So hopefully, you know, if we get a little precipitation, we might be in luck. Coming up next, we have a couple of songs, including Clutching Stems by The Ladybug Transistor, Iman by Mustafa, Not Ready to Go by The Trues, Soon Enough by Constantines, and The Dress by Dijon. And that will conclude our Indie Wake Up Call time together this Monday morning. Thank you so much again, everybody, for tuning in. If you enjoyed Indie Wake Up Call with me, oh my gosh, do I have the best possible news for you. Indie Wake Up Call happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here on 101.9 FM CFRC. From 8 to 10 a.m. we have different hosts every morning, different interviews and giveaways and slots and chats and lots of live music coverage here in Kingston. It's so much fun. It's the best part of my day, and it can be the best part of yours if you tune in every morning here, like I said, on 101.9 FM CFRC, or you can listen online through our website at cfrc.ca. Thank you again, everybody. I'm Mariah Givernoy, and I will see you next week on Indie Wake Up Call.
is not a loop. Soon enough, working love will make a man out of you. Through, 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 through.
Old hands, and I can tell you who's gonna last. Maybe that's the question. Amen. You say praying isn't easy, and all the ways you need me are from God, and all the ways you reach him are flawed.